Voice Power Studios voice coaching and speech coaching blog. One powerful speech habit gives you a competitive edge. Project, project, project. Come across vividly, make a memorable impression, and have the competitive edge over all the other speakers in the room. Projecting gives your voice power and keeps your message ringing in the ears of your listener. When you're young, you hear the word project tossed around quite a bit by parents and teachers, but nobody really tells you how to do it. So it still remains a mystery, and most people just talk. It's a shame because projecting is what makes people sit up and listen. Have you ever said something important in a business meeting and no one pays attention, and then 5 minutes later, the person four chairs away says the same thing and gets all the credit? Why? You got it. He or she projects loud and clear. It is relatively easy to become proficient at the physical technique of projecting your voice. However, the change of attitude that needs to go along with it is often harder for a client to accept. You need to be willing to stand out when you speak and let your voice tone send the message that you are saying something important. So important that the audience needs to listen intently or they will miss out on something crucial. You are probably now thinking, does this mean I have to be on and sending out energy all the time? In my opinion, if you want to be an excellent communicator and sell your ideas powerfully, the answer is a resounding yes. Many of us have sat through tremendously boring presentations, either at work or at a conference, and thought, when is this going to be over? However, we always remember the message of the speaker, who had a well-projected, low-pitched, resonant voice. From the 10 top most loved speaking voices, we have James Earl Jones, Diane Sawyer, Morgan Freeman, Julia Roberts, Sean Connery, and newscasters such as Edward R. Murrow and Walter Cronkite. Listening to a great speaking voice is like listening to a wonderful singing voice. Let me get a little more specific. When learning to project, the rule of thumb is to throw your voice so that the person furthest away from you can hear, and your ability to project your voice rides on the energy of your breath. In order to influence, motivate, and persuade, you need to project without sounding too loud, high-pitched, and/or harsh. Staying connected to the breath is what gives you control over the way you sound and, as a result, the way you are perceived. In a room of business professionals, you will benefit over and over again from having a leadership voice, a voice that sounds positive and engaging and also in charge and capable of leading a group of people forward to success.